Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking through an article called QLD CPD Requirements Explained, Your CPD Year and the Two Sessions.
And if you're a Queensland agent or you're heading that way, this one is genuinely worth understanding properly because it catches people out in a specific way.
It does. The core thing is this. Your CPD year in Queensland doesn't run January to December. It runs from the anniversary of when your licence was issued. That personal date is the starting point for everything.
So two agents in the same office could be on completely different timelines.
Exactly. There is no shared office deadline. Each licence was issued on a different date, so each agent's CPD year is their own. The article is quite direct about this being the part that catches people.
So how do you find out when your year actually runs?
Check your licence. The article also points to a QLD CPD year guide and a free calculator on the Archer site that tells you exactly when your CPD year opens and closes. The message is, don't guess.
Right, okay, so once you know your year, what do you have to do in it?
You complete two CPD sessions. Both are designed to keep you current on Queensland law, agency practice, and the changes affecting how you work.
And with Archer, those sessions are online and self-paced, so there's no waiting for a classroom date.
No classroom, no full-day session. You work through the units when it suits you, finish the assessments, and download your completion certificate when you're done. You can do both sessions in one sitting if you want to clear it from your list.
That's pretty manageable. What does it cost?
Archer delivers Queensland CPD at $100 per unit. The article notes that pricing can change, so it's worth checking the current figure on the QLD CPD training page before you enrol.
And in the context of what's at stake, that's a small number. Your licence is what lets you trade. CPD is what keeps it active.
The article frames it well. It's the difference between a clean renewal and being unable to trade. Most agents treat it the same way they treat the renewal fee itself. Budget for it once a year and move on.
Now, there is a rule change that every Queensland agent should have on their radar.
Yes. From the 6th of June 2026, when you go to renew your licence, you must declare that your CPD is complete or provide exemption details before the renewal can go through.
So renewing first and catching up on CPD afterwards is no longer an option?
Not under the new rule. The renewal simply will not be processed until your CPD is declared complete. That changes things for anyone who's been leaving it until the last moment.
So finishing early is the only sensible approach?
That's it. Get your two sessions done well before your renewal comes up. Nothing blocking it. Clean process.
There's also something in the article for principals and office managers. The personal CPD year has a real knock-on effect when you're running a team.
It does. Because every agent is on their own clock, you can't put one date in the calendar for the whole office. The article is clear that this is where agencies get caught out. One agent slides past their CPD year while everyone assumes the team is all aligned.
So if you're a principal, you actually need a register, agent by agent, tracking when each person's year opens and closes.
Right. The article calls it a real administrative job and the one that tends to get dropped when the office is busy. Building a simple register up front means you find out about the gap before it becomes a problem.
All right, so to pull this together, your QLD CPD year runs from your licence anniversary, not the calendar. You complete two sessions in it. The new declaration rule from June 2026 means CPD must be declared complete before renewal goes through. And if you're running a team, every agent is on a different clock.
That's the shape of it. The practical next step is simple. Work out your CPD year, then get your two sessions done while there's still time to spare.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog for all the detail, including the link to the CPD year calculator and the dedicated post on the 2026 declaration rule.
And Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you'd rather talk it through, call the team on 1800 069 273. Always confirm current requirements with the Queensland Office of Fair Trading, as the rules can change.
Thanks for listening.